At the year when he comes 9 years old, when he's fit to have a diya, to live with a girl or with a boy, then Rabbanu made the zera, he should have a locha, as if he has tumas daf. Yeah. Rashi said, the time of the zera ziva, mishum biya heavy. Kli amaran, shlo ye tinek sha yisrael rogolet esloi b'mishkav zocher. Hilkach like gozro leo ad the chosle biya. They wait until he's 9 years old, then they made the zera. Amar Ravina says like this, Hilkach therefore, Hai tinoikes, or vedas kechovim, bas gimushon v'yem echod. What about a girl? A goyish girl. Hai tinoikes, or vedas kechovim. So bas shol gimushon v'yem echod, when she's 3 years old, ho yuluru yuladiyah. Since when she's 3 years old, she's fit to have diyah. With a boy, so metam anam eviziva. At the age of 3, the rabbonim made xera that a goya has tumazav aziva on her. For the same reason, they want to make sure that the boys will not live with her, be with the girl. So Marcel Sheet, of course, like just like a boy, when he becomes 9 years old, that's when he's fit to have via the Rabbanu made xera on him, so the same svara should apply to a Jewish girl. No, not to a goya, to a vetchum, to a goya. So Marcel says, no, at least it's a chiddush here. Because otherwise, mal the time, I would have thought to say, ha yodo liagule. We should only put xer upon a boy when he's 9 years old. If he's 9 years old, he's old enough to have friendship with another boy and cause them to live with him. So if the Jewish boy will be friendly with a Goyish boy at 9 years old, we're afraid the Goyish boy will talk him in to teach him how to have Mishkav Zocha. But for her, lo yodo liagule. But if the girl is only 3 years old, a three-year-old girl doesn't know how to get the boys after her yet. So she's not going to be margol the Jewish boys to live with her yet. Maybe there's no purpose that the Chum should make Zera Ziva upon a three-year-old girl. Kamash Mulan, yes, that once she's fit to have Via, she's 3 years old, at the age of 3, the Rabbanan saw fit to put a Nisa Ziva upon a Goya. Now, Mistamech V'ozel Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah was walking and leaning Akasved Rabbi Simloi Shemaya on the shoulders of Rabbi Simloi, his servant. Omalei Simloi. So he said to him, he said to his shamish, Simloi, Lei Hoyisa Emesh Beis HaMedrash. You were not in the Beis HaMedrash yesterday. You didn't come to Shia yesterday. Kishetarnu was a shemen. Like it says in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Anosi, he was matir shemen. Well, our guess was Rabbi, Rashi changes Rabbi Yehuda Anosi. Rabbi Yehuda Anosi says that this yesterday in the Beis HaMedrash, he was matir shemen. Even though in the Mishnah it says, or as part of the Yudches Dvorim was Shemen, should be also. And the answer Gemara before was, this Gzera was not an espashit in Klal Yisrael. They did not accept it. It was too hard of a Gzera to accept. Not to use oil made by the Goyim. Mashma, they were the ones that made all the oil. So therefore he abolished the Gzera. That now you're allowed to buy oil from a Goy as long as you know it's kosher. So he says, you weren't there yesterday when I was matar the Gzera of Shemen. Omaloi. So Rabbi Simloi said back to Rabbi Yehuda Nosi, the Yaminu, like my right hand, like please go ahead, Tatir Akas Pas. You should go ahead and also be Mata, the Gzera of Pas. This is Pesach's proof before that the Gzera of Pasakim was not Nispasha to Klal Yisrael, and did not accept the Gzera, and therefore it's fit for any Bezin to come and be Mavatal the Gzera. So Rabbi Simloi asked him, please go ahead now and be Mavatal the Gzera of Pas. It's just from Achloikas if he did it or not. Question now, the Gemara says, he did not do it. So it's the shaila that some people hold the smuta, some people hold the sasa. So that's what we usually make of by Pas Palter. By Goyisha Baker, there the tzad to be make of. Yeah. So he asked him, Akoponim, go ahead and be matter, take away the xer of Pas also. It should be okay for a Jew to eat a bread baked by a guy. So Rabbi Yehuda Nosi answered back and said like this, really, you're right, really, I should do it. But him came if I would do it, Kori Lon Beis Din Sharia. I'm going to have a new nickname. I'm going to be called the Makel, the one that always permits everything. I don't want to have that new name. They'll call me Beis Din Sharia. I'm going to be the Beis Din that permits everything. And I don't want that. It's not because we learned like this. Heyid Rabbi Yosi Ben Yehuda, Ish Tzreda, he said three kulis. And because of that, they called him a Beis Din Sharia. What did he say? Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda's trader said over three halachas. First he said, Alayel Kamsa, this type of a grasshopper, we'll soon see what the shiloh is. Dochen, he said it's kosher. this grasshopper is okay, you're allowed to eat its tohor, its mutav achila. V'yamashka beis mitzvachaya. And any liquid, the water that's found, or the blood that's found by the beis hashchit in the beis hamikdash, doche its tohor, there's no tumas mashke in the beis hamikdash. We'll soon see number days why. Rashi says it means hadam v'yamayim shebeis mitzvachayim shebazora. The blood and the water that's found in the Beis Hamikdash by the Shechita is Dochen. There's no Xeris Tumas Mashkin upon the water and the blood in the Beis Hamikdash. We'll see in the Gemara why not. That was his second Edus. And his third one was the Yadikar of Lemesa Misoyev. Whoever touches the mace, he himself becomes Tami also. So the Havd Kasher is, Bakur, this is a Chumra, not a Kula. We'll soon see why this is also considered a kula. He gave some heter over here. The Koponim, he said these three heterim, and he received the nickname, the Karilei Yosef Sharya. They give him a new nickname. He's the Nekel. He's Yosef, the one that permits everything. Sefer Rav Yehuda Nasi was afraid to be mounted, at least right now, the Xeris of Pas. So Omalei, so his Talmud Reb Siloy said back to him, listen, Hosam Shari Tlosso. Over there, Rav Yosi gave heter to three things. That's why they give him a new nickname. But Omar Shoyechadis, so far you only gave heter to one. You were only Mater Shemin. So go ahead now, be Mater Pas, and you'll still be okay. They're not going to give you a nickname yet. You still have one more to go. So what are you afraid of? Vishar Yamar Chodachriti, you'll only be Mater one more. Akati Tartanud Heaven, you'll only be Mater two things. And of that, you don't receive a nickname yet. Omalei, so if Yehuda not send it back to him, no, I already did already too. Or Malay, Anor Shayachriti. I already was Matar a second there also. So therefore, if I'll do this pass, it'll be the third one. Mahi, what's the lacha? Where was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Mekel again? Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. That now we learn like this. Zeh Gitcha. The man gives his wife a get. And he says to her, Zeh Gitcha, Im Loibosri Mikana Hashem Masachodesh. Like it's a Tanai Pasha, the get should be chal at the end of the year. If I do not come back this whole year, so by the end of the year, the get's a good get. Now what happened was, Umeis Patersh Be Masachodesh. The husband died in the middle of the year. So the Tanakama holds, ain't a get. It's not a good get, but the get is first going to be chal at the end of the year. At the end of the year, he's dead already. A dead person cannot have a give a get to his wife. So therefore, what's the difference? That let's say they have no children, and there's a brother alive, there'll be a mitzvah yibum. Like this, the husband wanted to get to Michal, that she should be free from the mitzvah of Yibum. But now we say, since he died before the end of the year, his death stops the get, therefore, there'll be a mitzvah of Yibum. Now, but Tony Lowe learned on this, the Chacham said, no, she's allowed to marry without Yibum. But the Chacham said, the get is a good get. We asked, Man Rabbi Seinu, who are these Rabbanim that say this halacha? Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Beis Dina de Shori Mashka. It's Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya. The same Bezna gave the heter that said oil is mutter to buy from a guy. The same thing they said now here in this case, this get is a good get. Why? That's the second thing he was matter. Therefore he was afraid to be matter a third thing of pas. Now what's the reason why did he say the get is good over here? Halithiyu Savri law he holds, Krev Yaisla Krev Yaisi. That the question is, when he says the get should be good at the end of the year, does he mean me'afshel from today? If you don't come back by the end of the year, then the get should be chal from today? Or does he mean, no, the get should first be by the end of the year? So Yosi said, there's a new thing, look at the date. If he wrote today's date, for what purpose did he write today's date? He must mean that he wants to get to b'chal l'mafreya from today. Otherwise, he should have wrote the date at the end of the year. So if Yosef yells, look at the star, if today's date is here, he meant to say the get should be from today. B'yom Rababa, B'raydu Rabchiyah Barabba, if you didn't see ya, yeah. So this is the second thing that Yehuda was matter. Now B'yom Rababa, B'raydu Rabchiyah Barabba, if you didn't see ya, hoira, plehoiduloi, kol shosa, he took a paskin, he gave the locha that she's mutter to remarry without Yibum, he held the get was good, but the other chum did not agree to him. So kol shosu means kol hachachamim shenim tzu b'reis ashur, all the chum that were there at that time. The yarmul some say kol sayosu means no, or the whole base of medrash, all the chum that did not agree with the abudin isiya. Omalei Reb Lazar luhu saba ki sharisu li, he asked the question like this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, that she's allowed to remarry ki sharyusa liyat sharyusa. As soon as the husband dies, now we know d'loy osi that he's not going to come back by the end of the year. So there's a svar to say right now to get this chalam afreya, she could remarry right now. But Dilma maybe know liyakash teimasa chodesh. She has to at least wait till the end of the year to akayim leitznoi until you have a real kiyam atanai. There is true what's considered if the husband said like this: I'm giving you the get now. The get should be chal right now today on a condition that I do not come back by the end of the year. So when does the condition mekuyim? At the end of the year, when he does not come back, then the get is here from before. But here he died in between, so we know for sure he's not going to come back. So that's the question. Do you need a real kiyam atanai? Do you have to wait till the end of the year? Or maybe no, as soon as we know for sure he's not going to come back, the get could be chalam afreya. That was his question. So he asked him, but he lost this question. He really asked, I'm listen. He asked this question on the Mishnah in Gittin. That's not, we learned the Mishnah there, that if the husband said clearly, the husband said clearly, I'm giving you a get right now, and it should be chal from today, miyachsha, from right now. When, on a condition though, im loy bosi mikan gashnei masachodish, I'm going on a trip now. I don't know if I'll make it back. So if I don't come back within 12 months, then the get should be right now. So clearly, the get's a good get. Umeis, potentially masachodish, let's say now the husband dies in the middle of the year, hare get, then it's a good get, heavy get. The get's good. Doikayim loy tanoi, because he didn't come back. And when is the get chal lamafrei when he first wrote the get? At that time he was alive. So it's called the live person has given his wife a get. So that's the Mishnah. So the Quran, on this Mishnah, you can ask the question. But ask the question like this. Liyalta Rebbe Gita, is it true as soon as the husband dies, right now the husband has the wife has the right to remarry? We say for sure the get is chal. So we know for sure it's not going to come back. Or Duma maybe no. Liyalta Yud Beis Chodesh. So Ikayim late Tanoi, we still have to wait till the end of the year until there's a Kiyim of the Tanai. Because even though he gave the get from today, but he still made a condition. The condition is, if I do not come back within the Yud Beis Chodesh, meaning we have to wait till the end of the Yud Beis Chodesh, then we can see the get to be here from before. But until then, we have no get, so she cannot remarry until the end of the year. So he asked the question of the Mishnah, why are you under Yud Nesiyah? So Mar says, true, Enochanami, you're right. He could have asked the question on the Mishnah. Since he was there at the time when Yehuda Nasi said his Yehuda Nasiya said his halacha, he asked the question on him. But really, the same question is upon the Mishnah. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this: Hakol Moed. Everybody agrees that if a person makes a condition and speaks out, Likishatayse Chama Minatika, that I'm giving you a get and it should be chal when the sun comes out nice and shiny. So Lichinafka Kama Lo. Clearly has nothing to do with now. He's saying clearly likishatayzei. When the sun comes out, that's when the get will be chal, and not before. Here, there's no question. V'chimayis palayla. If the husband dies at night time, get liyachamisu. Then the get is no good because the get is first supposed to take place tomorrow morning, and by that time he's dead. A meis can't give a get, so she'll be zaket liyibum. What about if he says al menas shetayz tcham menatika? I'll give you the get now on a condition though, he says, al menas, that the sun comes out tomorrow, then meyachshav kamar. He meant to say, if the sun comes out tomorrow, from today, right now, the get is chal. Why? The Omar, Nasha Kamala, v'chimayis palat, if he dies at night time, hovadei tenoi heve, the get mechayim hu. For sure, the get is a good get, the get is chal amafreya, when he gave the get yesterday. Why? Because Rafuna, like Rafuna. The Yom Rafuna, Koloimar Al Manas. When somebody makes a condition with the words of Al Manas on these conditions, Al Manas means Kaimam Yashav Dami. As if he said, I want to get to be from right now. Only I'm leaving a way out that let's say I change my mind, so before a certain time I have a right to change my mind. But by that time comes that it did not change my mind, then the get is Me'akshav from right now. This everybody agrees. So where's the machlokes of Yudin Nesiyah and the other Chachamim? Le'nes l'kuvela, the im. The person used the condition of im. The im takes say, if the sun comes out. Rabbi Yudin Nesiyah, Savolok, Rabbi Yaisi. The Yom HaZman, Shoshtar Mechiyacholok. when he says Lashon of Im, we're not sure what he means. Im could be from right now, or Im, if it happens, means from later. So then we have to look at the time that's written in the Shtar. If it has today's date, that shows us that he meant it should be Chal from today. Ve'avilei kimayayim, and he says, the get should be today, Im Meisei, if he dies. Kimayachshav Im Meisei. As if he died, if the get is chal, he died, the get was chal before he died. Rabbanan, left to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbanan do not hold for Rabbi Yosef. Therefore, Bavilei kizeh gitcho. As if he's saying, this get in Macy. Kredo, this get should be if he dies. So therefore, if he dies means when he dies. So therefore, the get is only chal later. So therefore, if the get is only chal later, if he dies first, then the get is considered liyacha misa, and the get is nacha. Proof of what we just said before, Heyid Yosef ben Yoes. So therefore, the Yehuda Nesiya, since he already gave two Eterim, he did not want to be Matapas. So Pashanal Gemara does not say that he was Matapas. That's why there are some that still hold, there is the Yissa Pas Akum. That's why the Kula usually is, that if you have a Pas Akum, if you have a Pas Palto, again, a Goyisha baker, and there's no Jewish baker around, or you can't get the same price, the same quality, then you have the Heter to use Pas Palter. Now, Goof, what we just say before, Hayyid Yosef ben Yoezer is Sreda, he said over three Kulis, he said. First one was, Alaya Kamsa Dechein, that this grasshopper Ayel, Alaya Kamsa, the grasshopper Kamsa is kosher. For Yamashka, basement of Chay Dechein, and the water and blood that's found in the base of Migdish is Tahor. For Yadikor of Lemaisa Misoy, whoever touches the mace, he himself becomes Tommy. The Korela Yosef Sharya, and they called him a new nickname. He's called the Big Makel, Yosef, the one that permits everything.
What's the last one?
We'll soon see. We'll ask the question. We'll soon see. The Morris' question. Now the Morris explains these three things. Ma Yayo Kamsa. What's the first case? What do you mean to say this grasshopper is kosher? What's the machlokes? So Rav Papa Ma Shushiva. Machlokes was this type of a grasshopper Shushiva. Rav Chia Barami Mishmei Dulu Ma Suspil. The machloikus was this type of a grasshopper. So it's like this. Rapopiloma shushiva, the machloikus was, the grasshopper shushiva, is it kosher or not? What's the shiloh? O kamiflagei beroishi orach. A grasshopper that has a long head. Is that a simintor or simintome? Masava roishi orach osar. Since this grasshopper has a long head, that's a simint of a tome one. O masava no roishi orach mutter. But Rashi explains, there's a shal in the Gemara in Chulin, there it gives simonim, which grasshoppers are kosher. So it says, the machlokes is here with Bereishi Yorich, Iko, the doyen le bechlal prat, yein bechlal le masher prat, hanemili shari. So shal, how you learn out why the grasshoppers are kosher. So that's the machlokes, a grasshopper with a long head, is that tor, or is that tummy? That was one machlokes.
Thank you.
Long-headed locust. Okay. Right. We have the Chia Barami Mishmei.